The leading presidential candidates have had some disparaging things to say about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but a Kansas grower leader hopes they'll recognize what the deal could mean for ag. David Shem is the vice president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. He says that he hopes to see either Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton or Republican nominee Donald Trump open their minds to what the agreement could do.
When they get into that office and start to understand the dynamics and how truly important it is for this country to have them, a lot of times that view tends to change a little bit. So I guess, you know, from my standpoint, I'm optimistic that if we do get a new administration there, give us the opportunity to just truly outline and show you what's going on and let a reasonable person say, hey, yeah, we do need that TPP.
Shem says it won't take much of a sales pitch. The value of TPP and agriculture as a whole can both speak for themselves.
I don't need to sit here and try to sway you or hoodwink you. All I need to do is give you the blatant facts there in front of you, and you're going to understand what is important, because we're pretty straightforward, honest people out there in rural America. And when we say and we show people, we have a firm belief that they'll truly understand what is best. And so I'm concerned by what I hear from the candidates. That's going to be a big factor in what vote I do cast, is who can I try to depend upon to truly be sensitive to ag and understand the impact it has on this whole country's economy.
Shem says times are tough in the wheat industry, and TPP is one of the things that could help producers cope.
We're going to need more trade going on, and this is obviously an area we have big concerns with the election and a lot of the rhetoric that we've been hearing of it. But it's also going to be a situation where as we start to approach another farm bill, and as I alluded to, we've got to have some of these programs that the farmers have signed up with, the ARC and the PLC programs, truly doing their job. And if they don't do their job, that's what we're going to be looking at to see how we can take those programs and make them more effective.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.